Hey guys, don't forget to check out the Street Cop Training Conference 2023, April 23rd through the 28th, Nashville, Tennessee. The Gaylord at Opry, what a center, what a place. We have amazing speakers, amazing training, five of the most impactful days of your career. Check it out at streetcop.com. You do not want to miss out. There is a room code available for a discounted room. Sign up now at streetcop.com. 111-110. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Street Cop Training Podcast. I'm your host, founder and CEO of Street Cop Training. My name is Dennis Bonino. Today I have with us part two, Rob Holloway, a sergeant in Carrollton, Georgia, who was shot in the head during a pursuit. Joins us again for second appearance here on the Street Cop Training Podcast. And we're thrilled to always get back together with our Street Cop survivors and certainly heroes. So I appreciate all of you and your undivided attention to Rob Holloway. How you been, man? How's the family?
They're going very well. My son is 19. He starts college in the fall.
Wow.
No complaints. How's your family?
Everybody's good, man. I'm just blessed that they're all healthy.
That's awesome.
No matter what happens in the world, I was looking at all four of my kids the other day, and I said, it doesn't matter as long as we're all together and they're good. That's all I care about.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. So, and it's talking to guys like you that, you know, remind me of that. And I'm sure that people who have been through similar circumstances like you can certainly just have an impact on people of appreciation of life.
Yes, sir. I've talked to several people and had several events happening around and people, you know, it's a blessing for sure. Just to be able to explain some of the things that's happened and talk to people and be a miracle.
How's your mental state been?
It's been very good. I cry a lot. Like I cried the other day. I mean, you know, you just kind of think about some of the things that happened and, you know, stripped of what happened. You know, where would I be? I was a sergeant on the road. Where would I be? But other than that, it's been good. A support system is what I've really learned that's important. And being there for your friends, just like I'm sure you have been.
What kind of support system do you have?
My wife, my son. My son's been very strong for me. It's been a major influence. My sister-in-law and my in-laws. It's been very good. I'm still actually taking therapy, speech therapy and physical therapy.
How's your progress been?
Outstanding.
That's great.
I think right before me and you talked, I went to the gym, bench press 135, jump rope, and yes, leg pressed, hit the heavy bag with mitts. So I was very, like, to me, that was just a groundbreaking thing. You know, I was very proud of that. I walked out there. I've even ran on the treadmill some back and forth.
You're just creating miracles over there.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
What do you want to talk about today?
I would really like to talk about training, a legacy. Passing down a legacy, that's really on my heart, Dennis. I don't remember if we talked about that last time or not.
But we did.
A legacy is really on my heart. I have been policing 13 years. Who is going to replace you? Who is going to replace me? We have a new generation coming in. And I hate to, no, I didn't grow up in this walking in the snow one way and then going up a hill, you know, barefooted. That's right. Not what I mean by a legacy, but, you know, when people come in, they're taking our places. Do they realize what they're going to be against? You know, we are hated as police officers. The other day, I heard of somebody that quit policing because they didn't realize that how dangerous it was. You know, yes, that's correct. I had the same expression. Hell, you didn't. Our county's had three shootings in it's 2022 and at least over 23 years. I'm the last shooting that we've had, two deaths in those as well. Pretty serious. But during this legacy, you know, what are we doing to help each officer get better and better? You know, I really believe in training. And so with the legacy, what are they doing themselves to each department? When you come in, tell us about policing. And I've sat in on these advisory meetings, and to hear people talk, you know, it sounds a really big game for them. But are we recruiting? Are we prospecting? You know, when you're doing the prospecting, tell me about yourself. Put them with a jam up officer that actually knows how to police, that is a charger that gets out here, will go to the areas where policing can be bad. You know, we're not looking for areas that Johnny taxpaying citizen, you know, that's walking away with a warning. We're looking for where the drug dealers are at, the prostitution's at, where people are going to run, people are going to fight. You know, are people being hit in the face? I remember one time they talked about that. Are people that's never been hit in the face, they need to see, because we've talked to people that's never been in a fight. Hang on, you never been in a fight and you're wanting to police because you know you're going to be fighting. Mm-hmm. This isn't all about driving fast, shooting a gun. This is, you're going to be fighting for your life. Never give up, Dennis. So this legacy, you've told me you have kids. Is that correct? So you have four. What are you teaching them to pass down to them?
At the core of it, I am teaching them how to be great human beings to other human beings.
That is correct. There's no patent on the information that we know. Teach everybody we know what the information that we have, because I want them to take my place. And from day one, I should be teaching people how to be as good as an officer as I was, and also to take my job. When I was shot in the head, I've listened to the audio now. One of them was my best friend that I trained. He was a prospect. The other one was my corporal, and they both did a jam up job by getting the landing zone of where they were going to land a helicopter to pick me up and to take me to the hospital. So you think of how that's going to be. Just the week before that, we had worked on training on how to extract people. When I talk about a legacy, I know I keep repeating that word, but to me, it's on my heart, Dennis, because you really need to be training people. And out here in the world, you can go to Hobby Lobby, make more money than we do as police officers. You're off on Sundays. That's a big deal to some people. Mm-hmm. A local agency, they've lost 9 people in 30 days.
9 quit. People quit.
Quitting.
I said this to somebody yesterday. I said, you know, maybe it's time you start paying cops more than $18 an hour.
Absolutely. You are correct, sir.
It's the truth. That's why I'm expensive.
But you were talking about what I want to talk about today, Dennis. And I appreciate you allowing me to speak on that, because that's a big heart that I have for training. You being at FLETC, which I know what that is, it's a high training center. You know, when you go in these places, it's not about who can shoot the greatest, but it's who can back that up. You know, the loudest person in the room is the one I want to be away from, because they're the one that's going to probably draw attention to themselves. And, you know, hey, this guy doesn't really know what he's doing. I've seen people like that. But it's the ones that are humble, have humility about themselves. What are they doing to help bring up that other person next to them? Because insecurity sometimes will get people, but it's also, we got to work with that person. It's all a team effort. Why? Because look to your left and right. Both of you are going to be in the street working together. The night of my shooting, we worked as a team. Worked as a team. I've listened to the audio. We have 2 or 3 roads that lead into Carrollton, and I call them arteries. And I'm like telling people, hey, get your long guns out. Get ready to set up for the arteries coming through Carrollton and be here at these different places. Dispatch, tell, you know, Villarica, West Georgia College, have people marked up here. Are we sure this is the car? You know, when you ride by a gas station, I always told people, on your way home, you ride by Quick Trip. Are you looking, what would happen if you rode by and saw this place getting robbed? What would you do? You know, you shouldn't be playing with the radio, playing with your cell phone. Be thinking about what you're going to do. if you see this. I had a captain I thought very highly of. He always says he could tell that I thought ahead what I was going to be doing at things. And that's what we should be doing, Dennis. When you go home, do you go in your back door and think about how you would clear your house? Going in the same door every time, that doesn't, you're not challenging your brain. I want to be challenged. You go in the police department, we would search it and clear it with recruits. Challenge yourself how you would do something different.
It's a great message.
Leadership has no rank.
What do you think in your time as a police officer you saw was one of the most detrimental issues in law enforcement?
One is having a servant's heart, just even getting people to do it. This generation is coming in, people even knowing what it entails of what you see. Dennis, I had up to my 10th year, I had seen 3 dead kids. That's hard. That's not something you just gonna walk off and not forget about. I can still see it. I'm sure you have seen some stuff that's really bothered you. That takes a toll on you. Have that support system there. Have a wife, a spouse. You know, I say a wife, but some people might not be married. They might have a girlfriend. Have a preacher. Have a parent, somebody, a friend, a best friend you can talk to. Have a way of relieving stress. Don't hold that in. That, to me, is detrimental. You got this new generation. I say that a lot too. I should quit saying some of this over and over, but it's what I had seen. Because they would be like, well, you know, I see this, I do that, and you see this, and you think that, but why? Well, this is what was popular at the time. You know, what are you doing different to make it? A police department is a great agency that I worked for. They offered several different programs, employee assistance program. They would have chaplains that would come and ride with police officers. Dennis, our chief, would get in the car with us. You know, it wasn't nothing for him to get in the car and say, hey, Rob, let's go get something to eat. Or, hey, Rob, tell us what we could do better. He knew my wife's name, my son's name, would call me on my birthday. You know, I just wanted a person to him. I wanted a badge number. I was Rob Holloway to him. They gave me they retired my badge number a couple of weeks ago.
What was it like to receive your service pistol and retire your badge?
I broke down crying very hard. It was very emotional for me. Chief gave me a letter talking about giving ownership of my weapon, and he read off my serial number, and I finished it before he could even do it because I believed in knowing your serial numbers of your weapons. Of course, we topped reports that had them in there from where you had pointed them at people. We did that for use of forces. I don't know if you would do that. But city council was there as well and saw that. Part of the bullet hit my vest, and the vest company was there too. And they gave me a plaque where they were talking about how he had measured me for my vest. And I got to crying. I was like, you know, what if you were off just a couple inches? You know, that saved my life. That those kind of matters about a vest. People don't realize that, how little things save your life. And just an inch, you know, the way you're sitting in your chair, what if I was shooting at you and you just leaned over a little, how that could take your life? When you were being, what if you're being shot at in a car, or you're getting a gunfight and you kneel down behind a car, or you're hiding behind the brake calipers or the wheels? How you lean over, you know, the way you are able to move flexibility wise, how are you able to move? You know, a lot of times they teach you do not get right on top of the hood of the car because the bullet will skid right off the hood to back off enough. Don't use your head. It looks like it just stands up behind. Passing on information in that, though, you know, that helps people because it ain't all about the academy. They do teach them, but that kind of knowledge, handcuffing people. Now, the biggest fights you're going to get into is when you go to handcuff people. I've seen a hard fight for an officer one time when he went to handcuff somebody. They hear the handcuff, the pouch open. Anybody that has been to jail in a fight or handcuff, they know when they hear that snap or the jingle of them, they know they're about to go to jail. You know, in a foot chase or a car chase, we're just chasing them to catch them. They are running for their lives. There's a difference there.
Man, I tell you, it's just wonderful to see and hear you. And you just look like you've improved tremendously.
The Lord is very good, Dennis. I can't stress that enough. And I hear about how I've improved so much. It's amazing just to know that.
What are some of the things you're doing hobby-wise to keep yourself busy?
Building models.
Oh, no shit.
You know, just something to kind of read instructions to do those. I can't cut grass. You know, I wish I could do that kind of stuff, but I haven't been free. I haven't even shot a gun. It's been a long time, Dennis, but reading books, trying to read, keep my mind active, being on Street Cops. Yeah.
You watch our stuff?
Yes, I have. I've read it. The last time I was on there, I didn't even, to be honest, I didn't really know who Dennis Beningo was or Street Cops, but people started talking about it to me. And then they heard that when I was on there, they were talking about it. And I still laugh, and they still talk about the favorite day was when detectives were shooting. And I would get to laughing about that. But putting together models, anything that will make your brain think. Putting together a kid's puzzle, I used to have to do. And that sounds like, well, that'd be easy. It's not when you've had a brain injury.
Oh, no. Yeah. And just to refresh everybody's memory, you took a 7.62 to the head, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm thinking about, though? If I could maybe hire you as a child entertainer at my house, and you could sit and do Legos with my kids because they are obsessed with Legos.
I have done some Legos, but nothing too hard. But yeah, I would be glad to watch them do it. And we would work on leaving them laid out. Hey, this is how you leave them laid out, and you watch Daddy get mad when he comes in here barefooted.
Can I get you to make something for my kids if I pay you? And I'll send you the Lego thing?
Oh, like you want a Star Wars? Something very...
No, like a Lego. I think it should be cool, like a Legos police car, and then we'll glue it and we'll put it in my house and say, let them know who it was from.
Sure, absolutely.
When we get done, I'm going to get your address. I'm going to send you that. And then that would be awesome, because that would mean a lot, because then people would say, well, what was that? And I go, no, you're not going to believe who put this together for my kids. And that would be awesome, bro. They would really... My kids love the cops. Obviously, their father's, you know, associated with law enforcement. And it would mean the world to me, Rob. It would mean a lot.
I'd be glad to, Dennis.
It's awesome. Oh, man, it's a pleasure seeing you.
Hey, it's good to see and hear from you, too.
Make sure that you're in touch with us so we can get you all set up for the conference in Nashville. We'll figure it out. We'll get you there, and we'll figure out what we can do. But we're going to have a room for you, and we'll have you come up during a ceremony and present you with an award.
Sounds great to me.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about a support system. I know another guy that has been shot too, and I stay in touch with him. And he's been through some of the same things. Relying on people like that is very important. Talking to people like you, being able to stay in touch with them.
How's the group been? The Street Cop Survivors group?
It's been very good.
It's great.
To me, any type of support group that you have where people are battling the same thing you are. You know, you talk about depression. That's real. I didn't think it was there for a while. I lost weight in the hospital, like tremendous amount of weight, not just a little bit. When I was at Shepherd, they had a support group that was good, and you got to talk to people that were not that had been shot, but they had a TBI.
Yeah.
They were going through some problems, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And you kind of all went around the room and talked, hey, this is what I'm experiencing. Well, what are you doing to battle that?
And I guess when you get handed the cards that you've been handed, you've got two options. And I think you've chosen the one where you're going to fight.
That's correct, sir. You never give up.
It's a good message.
You can sit here and feel sorry for yourself, Dennis, or I can come out of this as a warrior.
I think you're doing a really fine job.
I appreciate it, sir.
I'll tell you what, we'll do this again another time. And I think your message today was very good for everybody. And I'm going to ensure that you're getting Legos in the next 36 hours from Amazon, depending on where you live and how desolate it is. Because I know Georgia gets pretty fucking out there.
I'm not far from civilization.
Yes,
we'll be good.
Well, once we end this, I'll get your address and we'll send it out right now.
Thank you, Dennis.
All right, guys, that was Rob Holloway. He is a legend, and you'll see him at the Street Cop Conference in 2023. I have to go down there and carry him there myself. But you're going to have to promise me if I got to do that, you got to go on a little bit of a diet.
We'll be good, sir.
Okay, excellent. All right, guys, appreciate you.